Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, God's grace is not merely a sufficient grace. It is an abounding grace. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, so that you will abound in every good work. His grace provides our eternal salvation as well as the enablement to know life more abundantly. It is available for our every problem and need. Sometimes the argument is advanced that since God's grace covers all our sins, then we are free to live as we please. God's grace does provide for our freedom, but it is meant to free us from our slavery to our selfish, sinful nature in order that we might pursue every good work to become all that God intends us to be. If you study from the book of Romans chapter 5 verses 12 to 21, it is actually the law of empowerment. God changes us from the inside out. Why? Because God's leadership is transformational. And if you see how Paul beautifully compares and contrasts Adam's work with Christ's and shows the fundamental changes God makes in us, he radically and permanently changes his people from the inside out. And God never demands conduct that he doesn't first empower his followers to achieve. Romans provides a virtual survey of New Testament theology and of God's empowering leadership. There are a few points that I would like to focus your attention on. Number one, through this passage of scripture from Romans 5, 12 to 21. Number one, he liberates. He frees us from the chains, stains, and pains of the past. Number two, he elevates, he embraces us and lifts us up to reign with him. Number three, he educates, he gives us wise counsel and future direction. Number four, he compensates, he fills areas where we are weak or lack competence. Number five, he motivates, he is our source of vision, hope and purpose. Number six, he regenerates. He transforms us to live on a higher level by his supernatural resources. And number seven, he activates. He commissions us to obey and move forward in his cause. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, what does the term grace mean to your life? Try to define it in your own words and probably discuss this thought with somebody else today. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we want to say thank you so much for your goodness and for your mercy over our lives. Today we are glad and today we are happy for the grace of Jesus that was bestowed upon us. Grace and truth came into this world through Christ Jesus. Lord, reveal the essence of Old Testament. Lord God Almighty in Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, and we thank you for that. Abba Father, we are so grateful for your grace that abounds over us, that we will be able to do good works. I pray, Lord, that Father, we thank you that you not only change us, but you transform us completely in your image, that we will be, oh Father God, blessed abundantly, spiritually and physically and financially and materially, emotionally, maritally, we will be blessed. And I thank you for that, oh God. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. Give us more grace today. Help us to understand. Illuminate our minds. Give us the revelation knowledge of your word, that we will be grounded and rooted in your word, that no matter what storm comes, we will not be moved. Hallelujah. Father God, today as your flock steps out to the jobs and to their businesses in running the errands for the day, I release your anointing. I release more grace and more glory of Christ to abound upon their lives. Bless them Enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father God. I release your healing virtue upon their lives. I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And I thank you for that. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.